Hello, everyone. This is Let's Talk in English, and my name is Peter, and you've got mail.
Oh, I've got mail. Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Let's begin our lesson. Today's topic is around town.
And the title of our lesson is Packages and Letters. Packages and Letters. Now, Marie, do you order things online?
I do. I order many things online, like books, clothes, and pencils and pens.
Wow, then you will be very helpful for today's show. Well, friends, let's get started. Here's our Read It. Marie can help us.
Ben's parents will visit this weekend. His dad's birthday is Saturday. Ben's gift for his dad is a cool frisbee. He ordered it online. Shopping online is convenient. Ben is very excited. The box will arrive today. He knows because he checked the tracking number.
Oh, how exciting! Ben's parents will visit him this weekend.
Yeah, it's his dad's birthday, and Ben got him a very nice gift. Peter, how do you feel when somebody gives you a gift?
I feel happy and excited when someone gives me a gift, especially if it's a gift I really like.
Me too. But even if it's a gift I don't like, I still feel happy because I know that person thought about me and that they care.
That's very true. Giving gifts are very important. We feel loved when we get them. Well, let's continue our lesson. We need to learn our key words. So let's go to Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要讲的是跟包裹邮件相关的话题。Ben 在网络上买了礼物要送给爸爸。我们订购东西是用动词 order。Ben ordered a gift for his father. 他是上网去订的，所以 he ordered a gift online。副词 online 表示在网络上，透过网络的。Ben 觉得在上网购物真的是很方便。形容词 convenient 就是方便的。他觉得 shopping online is so convenient. 他订的东西什么时候会送到呢？ Ben 说是今天会到。The box will arrive today. 名词 box 原本是盒子、箱子的意思，在这里指的是 Ben 的包裹。果然下午的时候 Linda 就告诉 Ben, a box arrived for you. 所以动词 arrive 就是到达的意思。
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Alex. How was your weekend?
It was great. What about yours?
My weekend was good, too. I found the perfect birthday gift for my dad.
What did you get him?
I bought him a cool frisbee. My dad loves playing frisbee.
Can I see it?
I don't have it yet.I ordered it online.
Ben asks Alex, how was your weekend? Ben wants to know how his Saturday and Sunday went. Saturday and Sunday is the weekend.
Right. So we say this to people at work and school, especially on Monday. After the weekend, we say, how was your weekend?
That's right. My weekend was great. I met my friends and saw a movie. How was your weekend?
Oh, I was really happy the weekend came. I needed to relax and, you know, clean the house and do some exercise. I love the weekend.
Wow, you did many things this weekend. Well, both Alex and Ben had a good weekend. Ben found a perfect birthday gift for his dad.
Yeah, and Alex wants to know more. He says, what did you get him? This is a great question to ask. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it. Hi, Christina.
Alex 想知道 Ben 买什么礼物送爸爸，所以他问 what did you get him? 这个句子是什么意思呢？我们来看它肯定句会更清楚一点。比如 I can get you a cup of coffee， 我可以帮你买一杯咖啡。They will get us some fruit on the way home， 他们会在回家的路上帮我们买些水果。所以这里的 get 都是买东西的意思。所以 Alex 问的 What did you get him？ 就是你买什么给他。我们在生活里常常会在出门之前问家人或者是同事 Can I get you something？ 或者 Do you want me to get you anything？ 这个都是在问对方要不要我帮你带什么东西回来的意思。
Thank you, Christina. Let's talk about the word get. When I shop for food, I get milk, bread, and fruit. I buy these things and bring them home. And on special days like Christmas and birthdays, we get gifts from friends and family. What kind of gifts do you get on your birthday? Talk about it with your friends.
Ben got his dad a cool frisbee. Alex says, Can I see it?
Hey, Peter, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Can I see it?
Can I see it?
我可以看看吗?
I made a beautiful painting.
Oh, can I see it?
It's really pretty.
Oh, can I see it?
It took a long time to paint.
Oh, can I see it? Where is it?
You're sitting on it.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Can I see it?
Can I see it?
我可以看看吗?
What a fun calendar phrase. Hey, Marie, what is that? Can I see it?
Oh, sure. It's a watch. I just got it yesterday. I ordered it online.
Hey, it's very special. But, hey, Ben ordered something online, too. He ordered a frisbee online. When you order something, you pick it out and find it on the internet, and you pay for it, too. Later on, it will come to your house. That is very fun.
Yes, it is. Hey, I wonder when Ben will get the frisbee. Let's find out in Conversation B.
Hi, Ben. What are you doing?
I'm checking the tracking on a package. I ordered something from Owl Gifts.
When will it arrive?
Today.
Do you shop online often?
Yes, I order a lot of things online.
Why?
It's so convenient. I can order things at any time of day, and things are delivered right to my door.
Rob sees Ben doing something. What is Ben doing? He's checking the tracking number on his package.
When you track something, you look to see where something is and how long it will take to come to your house. And it seems like Ben's package is very close because it will arrive today. How exciting!
Well, let's take a look at the word arrive. After work or school, you go home and you arrive at home. Some of us arrive home during the day. Others arrive home at night.
Right. Do you like to travel? Well, whether you travel by bus, car, or airplane, eventually you will arrive at the place you want to be. If you ever pick your friend up from the airport or train station, you can say to them, I'm so happy you arrived.
That's very nice. So in our conversation, we learned that Ben orders a lot of things online because it's so convenient. Ooh, convenient, that's a tough word. Let's try practicing together. Convenient. Convenient. Great job, guys.
When something is easy to do, it's convenient. Do you live by a subway station? If you do, it's very convenient because you can get on the subway very quickly.
It's very convenient for me to go grocery shopping. The grocery store is right next to my house, so I don't have to go very far.
That is very convenient. Well, we learned that Ben likes to order things because those things can be delivered right to his door. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Ben 觉得网购有一个很大的好处，那就是店家会把你订的东西送到你家门口。Things are delivered right to my door. 送货的动词就是 deliver, 所以 deliver to my door 就是送到我家门口。可是 Alex 说的 deliver right to my door, 看到这个 right 了吗？ Right 这个字在这里是副词，它用来强调就在门口。你也可以学着用这个字，它可以使你的英语表达更生动，更有意思。我们来看几个例子。 She sat right next to me. 她就坐在我旁边。 His keys were right on the table. 他的钥匙就在桌子上。 I parked the car right at the corner. 我的车子就停在那个角落。这个就是副词 right 的用法，请你也试试看吧。
Thank you, Christina. When something is delivered right to your door, it comes to your house. You don't have to go far to the post office or anywhere else to pick it up. Well, all right, friends, we've learned a lot so far, and right now we need to take a break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away!
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, do you think ordering things online is convenient?
I do. It's great because you don't have to go anywhere. You just sit in front of your computer and order what you want. And in a few days, it will get to your house. So yes, I love ordering things online.
And I do too. All right, well, let's learn more. Let's go to our next conversation. Hi, Ben. A box arrived for you.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
It's my dad's birthday gift.
Oh, when is his birthday?
His birthday is on Saturday. He'll be 65 this year.
Happy birthday to your dad.
Thank you.
How are you going to celebrate?
My parents are coming to visit me this weekend. We will have a party.
How exciting! A box arrived for Ben. It's his dad's birthday gift. Hey, Peter, what are you holding?
Well, I'm holding a box. It has 6 sides. That's great. And you can put things in boxes.
Yes, you can. And boxes come in many different sizes. Do you guys like to order pizza? Well, if you do, you will notice that the pizza comes in a box.
I have lots of books at my house, and I don't have a place to put them all. So do you know what I do? I put them in boxes.
That's a great idea. Boxes are convenient. In our conversation, Linda wants to know what Ben will do for his dad's birthday.
Linda asks him, "How are you going to celebrate?" Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Actually, probably of the entire day. We get to learn a grammar point. If you want to ask someone how they're going to do something, you can use this grammar point. How are you going to do something? For example, how are you going to study, or how are you going to find the park? Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. That was a great part of the show. Maybe not my favorite, but it is important. So how about we practice using today's grammar point? Marie, how are you going to get home?
I'm going to walk home today. Peter, how are you going to find the baseball stadium?
Well, I will ask my friends. They will know. So how about you guys practice at home with a friend?
In our conversation, Linda uses the word celebrate. When you celebrate, you do something special for a holiday or event. In America, we celebrate Christmas by opening gifts under a tree and eating a big dinner.
Right. I celebrate my birthday by going out to dinner with my friends and family.
That sounds wonderful. All right. Well, Ben will celebrate his dad's birthday by having a party.
Ooh, a party. I love parties. Can I come, Ben? Please invite me.
I don't think you are invited, Peter. Anyways, we have to do some things, like review our keywords. Friends, let's review right now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Order. Order. I ordered a new book.
Online. Online. I watched the video online.
Convenient. Convenient. Riding the bus is very convenient.
Box. Box. The books are in the box.
Arrive. Arrive. Amanda's birthday card arrived today. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to practice them at home. And now we can take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Alex. How was your weekend?
It was great. What about yours?
My weekend was good, too. I found the perfect birthday gift for my dad.
What did you get him?
I bought him a cool frisbee. My dad loves playing frisbee.
Can I see it?
I don't have it yet. I ordered it online.
Hi, Ben. What are you doing?
I'm checking the tracking on a package. I ordered something from Owl Gifts.
When will it arrive?
Today.
Do you shop online often?
Yes, I order a lot of things online.
Why?
It's so convenient. I can order things at any time of day, and things are delivered right to my door.
Hi, Ben. A box arrived for you.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
It's my dad's birthday gift.
Oh, when is his birthday?
His birthday is on Saturday. He'll be 65 this year.
Happy birthday to your dad.
Thank you.
How are you going to celebrate?
My parents are coming to visit me this weekend. We will have a party. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing now, Monkey Man?
I just ordered something online.
You're shopping online?
Mm-hmm. Shopping online is convenient.
Convenient?
Yep, it's so easy.
So, what did you order?
I ordered a frisbee. It's really cool.
Yay, I love frisbees.
Me too. I can't wait to try it out.
So, when will you get the frisbee?
It will arrive sometime today.
Yay, I hope it comes soon.
Yeah, me too. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah, that was fast.
Wow.
Friends, it's Monday, and that means it's time to answer it. Here's question number one. What did Ben buy for his dad's birthday? What did Ben buy for his dad's birthday?
You can find the answer to that question in conversation A. Ben bought a cool Frisbee for his dad's birthday. Here's question number two. Do you often buy things online? Do you often buy things online? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I often buy things online? Sometimes I buy things online. It's very easy to shop using your computer. But I also like to go to the mall. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to spend time with your friends and buy new things. I like to see things before I buy them. I like to try them on first. So sometimes I buy online, but not always.
Do I often buy things online? Of course I do. I enjoy shopping online. One reason is because there's so many things to buy, so many choices, and I can see which things are cheaper and buy those. Plus, it's very convenient. I just type a few things, put in my credit card number, and they'll ship something right to my door. I love shopping online.
Does the Monkey Man often buy things online? Well, you know, I love the convenience of shopping online and buying something with just the click of a mouse. So easy. And then there's the excitement of getting a package in the mail a few days later. You know, I know someone else who loves it just as much as I do, so once in a while I go to bananas.com. and buy a few things for Ginger.
Do I often buy things online? Sometimes, but not very often. I like to buy things like cameras and computers online. They can be very expensive at the store. Buying things online is a great way to find the things you like at a terrific price. But I don't like to buy clothing online. I like to try my clothes on first and then buy them.
Friends, we had fun. Make sure to join us tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.